on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 to 7 PM.
Breakdown. Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Guesera. The Breakdown.
And you're listening to The Breakdown.
Yes, that was the sound of Sorry. I think it's a very distinctive sound of Sorry.
They definitely have a sound.
Yeah, that was Jet Plane, the second track from their new album, which comes out in May, I think. It is out in May. They're certainly touring in May. They've got dates across the UK, including Manchester, Leeds, Bristol. Well, Brudenell. We're going to that, aren't
we? We're going to that, yeah.
Oh, yes, excellent. So, the album, new one, I don't think it's got a name yet, or this place I'm looking at doesn't have one. But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. Steve.
Yes.
Are you working?
I'm kind of working.
You're kind of working. You've been travelling again, haven't you?
I've been travelling, yes. Just made it.
You're here now. We have not decided on Album of the Week yet, but there are records out this week from Cold Specs, from Dead Pioneers, from Bon Iver. It's not a big week for albums, is it?
It's not. Next week's going to be bigger, I think.
Is it? But there certainly are music. Okay, Go have a new album. There's new tracks from Honeymoon, Hotline TNT, Stereo Lab, Garbage, Skunk and Nancy, Jessica Winter.
Jessica Winter, I have that. Oh, we might have a few duplicates this week.
Okay.
I'm going to make a case for Dead Pioneers, I think, for Album of the Week.
I'm happy to go with that. Happy to go with that. So we'll play something next. We haven't played. What shall we go for? Shall we keep it with
something we both brought?
What about then something by Stereo Lab?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you've bought Aerial Troubles?
No. I haven't heard it yet. Oh, I did see there was a new Stereo Lab song. Didn't have time to listen to it. So you can. Yes,
you should, can. Should we go for that?
Educate me.
Okay, so I actually don't know much about it. I think there is an album coming up. I know they've got dates.
They have got dates.
Later on in the year. Are they at Green Man as well?
Don't think so.
Oh, surprise.
I'll check that.
Mm. But this came out a couple of days ago. It will come ahead of a Sleigh Bells track from last week.
I've got one of those.
And then we will have the rest of our lives.
Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Take me sad face.
Sleigh Bells from last week's album of the week, Bunky Becky Birthday Boy, and that was Life Was Real. That didn't go in the top 100, did it, Joe?
101. But do you know what went in at 86?
I do.
Mickey Bereny Trio.
Yeah.
We didn't play anything from that. We will rectify that after the first instalment of the Dead Pioneers album. Joe went in the top 60 as well. And Ethel Kane, inexplicably, an album which came out 2 months ago, listed as a new entry at 10. And yeah, not sure about that one, but we had, what did we play before?
Stereolab,
and I failed to find any more details about that. We are going to go with Dead Pioneers, and it's a track, well, the album is called Post-American.
Yep.
And it contains the incredible single My Spirit Animal Ate Your Spirit Animal, which I belatedly put onto my songs of 2024 today, because I realised it wasn't on there. They've had a couple of good tracks this year so far from this record, but we're going to definitely have two today. You're saying maybe three as well.
It could be three, because I've got a one-minute track that will fit lovely into my 777.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go for the one that we've both brought then. So, Juicy Fruit, Ode to Chief Bromden. We should find out who Chief Bromden is while this is playing.
We probably should.
No one notices, no one sees. His life has no guarantees. Doesn't talk, can't hear. Towers over you, stands near. Observes and stands, stoic, nervous, has control, loyal service. He disrupts, he constructs, this is all you know. Ratchet is a foe. Thank you, he says, but Murphy swore. Give him more, give him more. Silence, he stands tall.
takes is out of remorse. He lifts the sink with the strength of a horse. He flees to be indigenous and to be free. He represents you. He represents me. Thank you, he said, you broke his swore. Give him more.
Well, we said we were going to go straight into Mickey Bereny, but I think we should explain who Chief Bromden is.
We should.
Of course.
If you don't know, if you've not Googled it in that time.
Of course. He's the character from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
References to his character all the way through that. Ode to Chief Bromden, Juicy Fruits is the track from Dead Pioneer's second album, Post American, which was recorded before the cluster duck of the election last November, but kind of predicts it in terms of the lyrics. I wonder, I'd be interested to know if there were songs that didn't make it onto the album based on the result of the election, or whether or not it's been an album that's sequenced because of the result election, because it seems to be a very prescient album now.
Yes.
They have a big tour coming up. It's all across Europe, and there are two dates in the UK.
Two dates in the UK, Joe. Where are they playing?
It's the classic one, too, yeah, of London and Norwich.
Norwich. Oh.
Voodoo Daddies in Norwich. They are playing there on the 13th of May. They do seem to have a gap, a Sheffield-sized gap, I think.
Sheffield-sized gap.
12th or 11th, they can get over from
Atlanta. So they're somewhere in the north.
Yeah. Mickey Bereny.
Yes.
I'm saying that name many times.
Just because you've learned how to say it now.
Mickey Bereny's trio have been releasing singles over the last year or so, and they finally put out their album, Triple, last week. We didn't play anything from it, and we should have done. So
we should. You're going to put it right now, aren't you?
I'm going to play Hurricane, and then you're going to follow this with something.
Something exceptional.
Hi, this is Catherine Woods from Cheerleaders, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Straight out of Stockholm, that is Clutter. What?
Hit it.
Now.
Hit it.
There we go.
It's the only release hat-trick.
On release hat-trick for their debut EP, Clutter Loves You. Came out yesterday on the always excellent Punk Slime record label. That was the third track of the six that we played, Geeks.
Mickey Baranyi Trio before, with Hurricane from Tripler. Something out this week, and you were sure this had been played before, this artist.
I was sure.
She been around a while. Has been around, I think. It is just the one person. Cold Specs is the work of Ladan Hussein, his Toronto musician. Has been around for some time. I know there was records back at the start of the tens. Mm. So I think this is about the third or the fourth album. Light for the Midnight came out yesterday, and I listened to it this morning after my list was already finalised, and I'm like, well, there's space for one more. Strong album from top to bottom. Could have played many of them. This is Venus in Pisces.
Could you be the one? Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Artist double, wasn't it, Joel?
It certainly was. We started with Cold Specs from the Light for the Midnight album, which was out yesterday. You heard Venus in Pisces. And
that was a Chicago trio called Lifeguard, who were on Stereogum's Best New Bands of 2023 list and due to release their debut album in June. And it's called Ripped and Torn, out on the 6th of June via Matador. And that was It Will Get Worse From It. They're also touring the UK in June, around that. London, Brighton, Manchester, Bristol.
Okay.
Not Norwich.
I thought this was going to be a new artist, but we played them just over a month ago. Teen Mortgage are a duo from Washington, D.C. So we played a single ahead of the album last month. Was it called Crazy? I think it was. No. Was it Party? Party we played.
I think it was Party.
Yeah, it was Party. I believe it will be part of a treble seven as well. 2 minutes and two.
Quite possibly.
All right. But the album, Devil Ultrasonic Dream, came out yesterday. 11 tracks in about 28 minutes.
My kind of album.
It's a belter. And this is perfect for a treble seven, being as it is 2 minutes 20. 2 minutes 20 times by 3 gives you 7 minutes. I don't know what I'm going to follow this what with yet. It's probably going to be Bonobo, though.
Okay. The Breakdown, Treble 7.
This is Amber from OK Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Seven complete. Grandma's House there. Nothing Special, the latest single to be taken from their forthcoming, I assume, debut. Oh, it's an EP this, actually. It's the Anything For You EP, which is out, yesterday. Okay, so the EP is out. So it's not a forthcoming one.
That was a journey, wasn't it?
I think that's a bit of a, I think that could be an on-release hat trick. Possibly.
Yeah, I'm not for sure. I think so.
At the top of that, you heard Rip. Something by Team Mortgage from the album Devil Ultrasonic Dream out yesterday. And then we went into Rippling by Bonobo. Now, Bonobo has put together a full album for an Adult Swim TV series called Lazarus, but also so has Floating Points and Kazami Washington. They've each done a full album for this TV series, which I've never heard of. Have you heard of Lazarus?
No.
No. But all of them, well, certainly the Bonobo one came out yesterday. I'm not sure whether or not the other two did. It looks like they did.
They did.
Yeah. All out yesterday. Very interesting. So that's my Treble 7 over. Are you going to exercise your right to play your longest song of the day?
I am. I think it's longest unique song, because we both brought Pulp, and that's slightly longer than this
one. I know, I've got a longer one, much longer.
You might have, but I mean, that's the longest one I've got, but I knew you got it as well.
Okay.
Say Sumi released a song this week, and they are about to tour the UK, and they're releasing an album as well. No, is it an EP? It's an EP. EP is out at the end of this month, 30th of April. The tour is not until May. I'll give you the details about that after we've heard Vacation, which also features Kim Handju.
Thank you.
Say Sumi, and the EP is called Time Is Not Yours, out at the end of this month, and they're playing in Bristol, Manchester, Hebden Bridge, Glasgow, Brighton. That's Go Escape Festival and London.
Okay. Okay, Go had their new album out yesterday for the first time in 11 years, and it's called And the Adjacent Possible.
Okay.
An awkward name for a tight album title, but it comes with it two songs which have already received the OK Go video treatment, and a new one, and you're going to watch it now, because I'm going to make you watch this video. It's for the song Love, and it is a magical video. So enjoy this, and then come up with something afterwards.
Okay.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Mm-hmm.
That is the hotly tipped Brighton four-piece, the New Eves, and a new song from them called Highwayman. They've just signed to Transgressive Records, and they are playing quite a few dates. And handily for us, they're playing Sheffield, playing Salutations Festival. Is that the one?
It's on the 25th, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one. 25th of this month.
Chubby and the Grand Gang was supposed to be playing.
It is. It was supposed to be a two-day thing, wasn't it? It's now one day.
And I think the New Eves are headlining it. No. They're on the bill. Anyway,
they're on the bill, definitely. I have seen them. They played one of the last gigs at Aberdale Picture House before it closed for... But to the public, basically. Yeah. They're also doing Dot to Dot, which is handy for us, okay. And End of the Road as well.
Oh, very handy for you. Yeah. Jessica Winter finally putting out her new album. Well, her first album, called My First Album. It is out on Friday the 11th of July. The first single, Love, came out earlier this year, and that was the name of the OK Go track we played just before.
We did.
All I Ever Really Wanted is the new single. There's dates to be had for her if you want to go and see her around the country, and you should, because she is magnificent. But this is, I mean, let's see, how many Interpols out of 10 is this for Jessica Winter? I'm going a strong 9. Jessica Winter, All I Ever Really Wanted. We're going to have to play the second track in the Dead Pioneers album of the week now to fit it in. Just about to this hour, we won't fit it in. This is Fire and Ash. We'll be back with an 80s classic for 4 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
Think about my own. I'm moved by your life. I don't want your loss to be defined by strife. But the beauty beauty of this world, it seems broken down. Loss of life over some simple pronouns. Your spirit is a testament to your power. To lose you, my child, grief would devour. I hold mine close, remembering your name. Oh, my child, here you hold no blame. I want you to stand tall and hold your head up high, to see your place in the world, to look up to the sky. To walk the world and know you are a light, to hold you, love you, and tell you it will be all right. If we are doing it right, then you are at the center. In dust and ash, your name will be remembered. The beauty of this world seems heartbroken. When we're saying your name out loud, we are outspoken. I held you, and I heard your baby's breath. And to walk this world freely, without fear of death. Our lives are made up of fire and ash.